KYRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart radio station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Let's do it. Lick Us and Win Wednesday, 766-9370. What we have are tickets out to the Midnight Mass Car Show going on at the Yolo County Fairgrounds this Saturday over in Woodland. You get two passes in. You get a poster and a T-shirt. So make these questions good. Lick Us and Win simple. You call up at 766-9370. Give us a trivia question about either of our categories. If we don't know it, that means you've licked us. Joe?
I'm doing TV sitcoms today.
And I am going to do, since we have car show tickets, cars. So make them good. 766-9370. Justin, lick us and win.
Doc and Joe, what's going on?
Hey, brother.
Sorry I'm out of breath. I'm walking on a riff up here. But I got a question for you. It's a sitcom question.
Okay.
It's, what band wrote and recorded the theme song for King of the Hill?
Oh.
I like that question.
That's a good question.
And I thought Joe had no chance, but maybe Dog. Maybe Dog.
Man, I can tell you this. Do you know who did the theme song for Big Bang Theory?
I don't.
Yeah, it was, it's not Bare Naked Ladies. Who did the Superman song?
Nope.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, not that. Dun. Remember the song?
It's a 90s band, I'll give you that much, but they were signed to Mercury, and they had two records come out.
Are they kind of big?
They were big in the 90s, but they faded out pretty quick.
I don't know this.
Everclear.
Wrong.
Everclear.
Fuel.
Less bleached hair and earrings.
Less bleached hair and earrings. Okay, that wasn't going to be my second guess then.
God, a 90s band that did the King of the Hill theme song. That's a great question.
How about the band Fuel?
Wrong.
No. He said a 90s band. Is it a 90s rock band?
Yeah, they're a rock band. They're from Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, from Tempe, Arizona.
What was that band I used to listen to in college?
He's giving us great hints. I'm trying to think of something that's from Tempe, Arizona.
How about Candlebox?
No, they're from Seattle.
Oh, we already lose.
I don't know. What is it? That's a great question.
The band is called The Refreshments.
Oh, The Refreshments.
Oh, I would have never got that, yeah.
That's a great piece of trivia right there. That is why we do Lick Us and Win. That's a great question. Hold on. We'll get you hooked up. See, that's why we play this. Let's go to Rob. Rob, Lick Us and Win.
How's it going, guys? Hands free?
Oh, there he is. Welcome, neighbor.
All right, so my question is for Doc. The DeLorean, what size motor was it? Was it the V6, V8, or V12?
In the DeLorean, I believe it was a... And here's the thing. I've talked about this before. The DeLorean, one of the biggest pieces of junk ever made, honestly. It was too heavy. It didn't handle well. It didn't stop. All the electronics, everything
really?
In that car, it was crap. John DeLorean used to work for, I believe it was General Motors. Then he wanted to start his company, the DeLorean Motor Company. Started snorting on the devil's dandruff.
Uh-oh.
Got a cocaine problem. Whole thing went bankrupt. He had to go to jail. The cars were awful.
That's how it ended up for him?
Oh, yeah. He finally died. I mean, it was this just crazy story. It was a beautiful car to look at back in its day, but it was a big piece of crap.
It looked cool. It looked bitchin'.
And it only had, this is why I'm going to go with the six-cylinder, it only had like 115 or 25 horse. It was really, really dog-ass slow. So I'm going to say it had a six-cylinder.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awfully slow. It was like 100.
It was a dog. It didn't have, no pun there, but it didn't have any power at all.
No, and the damn thing weighed, I'm paraphrasing, it weighed like 4,200 pounds or whatever.
And yeah, this crappy little six-cylinder. It was not a good idea.
Were there any of them on the roads out here?
There were a big couple.
I just saw one about two months ago.
There's a big cult with them. Everybody loves those cars.
I got a picture of one on my phone. That I saw at a restaurant in Lodi a while back.
A DeLorean. Gray? Are they all gray?
They're all stainless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stainless steel, no paint.
Appreciate it. Good question. Let's go to Kayla. This is a good round today.
Yeah.
Kayla, Lick Us and Win.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Kayla, Lick Us and Win.
What do you got for us today?
Can you name a 90s sitcom with Helen Hunt?
I can.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Not you.
I can too. Hold on, let me just think about this for
a second. No, no.
I can give Joe hints, can't I?
Can I give you too many clues?
No, no.
Can't I give you hints?
You can give me one hint.
Her co-star was Paul Reiser.
Not Mad About You.
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla. Whatever happened to Paul Reiser?
Paul Reiser?
I don't see him in anything anymore.
What was that movie about the kid in the orchestra? It was like loud. It was called, it was that kid. It was Crazy Fast Loud or whatever. And it was about the guy that wanted to be a big band orchestra guy. Paul Reiser was his dad in that movie. And I can't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was called Loud or Crash or, you know, the guy that does the insurance commercials? In 1972, a squirrel ran into a pond.
The dude who's super jacked right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy with the glasses. I can't remember his name. He was the orchestra teacher. Paul Reiser was the father. And it was called Crash or Bang or... That's the last time I saw Paul Reiser. Let's go to Robert. Robert, Lincoln and Wham.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands free.
Woo-hoo!
Right on. Okay, so here's a question. What year did Chevy make the 327 motor?
The first year?
All right.
Are you asking me the first year of the 327?
Yes. And then, let me add on something a little spicy for you.
I could go with some spice on my Chevy questions. I hate Chevy.
And what year was it offered in the Chevy Bel Air?
One of the greatest cars ever made, 1957 Chevrolet Bel Air.
I'll have to say that the 327 came out in, man, if it was 302 or 305 or 307, 327, though, I'll say 56. 56?
Did you get that? Did we lose you?
Yeah, the 5?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, 56.
Oh, I want to say yes, because you're such a cool dude, brother. But it came out in 1962, and then it was locked in the Chevy Bel Air in 1964.
All right, fair enough. Hang on, we'll get you hooked up. You go to the car show. Let's go to Liz, another sitcom. Lucas and Wynn.
Hey, guys. Oh, just real quick, I want to say the movie you're trying to think of was Whiplash.
Whiplash.
That's okay.
It's a fantastic, high-energy, crazy movie, and that's the last time I saw Paul Reiser in anything.
The dude you're thinking of from State Farm, and you guys will get a kick out of this if you Google him right now, is J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Google that guy. Yeah. J.K. Simmons, 2017. He is jacked.
Oh, he's ripped. He's a great actor.
Looks like The Rock. It's weird.
Give us a question, Liz.
Okay, this is for Joe. It's a sitcom. I'm doing an old school. Did you watch Three's Company ever?
Absolutely, I did. Yep.
Okay. Now, when Suzanne Somers left, two different blondes replaced her at one point. What were their characters' first names?
I got it.
That's a great question.
Got it.
Oh, good.
You know what? I'm not even going to try and guess. I don't remember, and I know exactly the girls you're talking about, and I remember watching it when they were, because it sucked after Suzanne Somers left.
I know.
I don't know. And this won't count if Dog answers it. You're still going to get tickets.
Okay, so you had Terry, the nurse.
Terry. Yes.
And you had, I want to say her name was Jenny, the other blonde. That she was kind of a bombshell pinup. What was her name?
Well, her real name is Jenny Harrison.
Oh, what's her character name?
Cindy Snow.
Cindy! Cindy, damn it. All right, fair enough. Yeah, okay, hang on.
That was a good question.
That was a great question.
Yep.
Let's go to Sam. Lucas and Wynn.
Hello?
Hey, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, my question's for Dog. On the 1968 Shelby GT500KR, what does KR stand for?
King of the Road.
You are good, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Wow. Let's go to Dave, another car question.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, it's Dave.
Hello,
what's up, Dave?
Dave always calls.
Yeah, hello, Dave. Sorry, guys. Got to ruin your morning.
Yeah, he always calls from Vacaville or Vallejo. I'm sorry, Dave.
Vallejo,
yeah.
Okay, it's a car question.
Okay.
All right. Studebaker acquired a car company that was going under in the mid-50s, and they built the cars for a couple of years, and the car company went under anyway. What was the car?
Did they acquire Edsel, or was it I'm trying to think of the Avant of I'm not going to waste time. I want to get to one more. I don't know.
It's the Packard.
Packard, damn it. I said Edsel. Packard. Okay, good enough. Hang on, Dave. We'll do one more.
I want to meet him at Midnight Mass. His voice is so deep. I got to see what he looks like.
Yeah. Better be nice to that guy. I guarantee he carries a Bowie knife.
Oh, you know he's big.
Let's go to James. Final one. James, lick us and win.
Hey, good morning, guys. SCC.
Oh, yes, you are, neighbor.
So this question is for Joe. Yeah. The sitcom Mama's Family.
Okay.
Who played Mama, and what was the character's name?
I know it.
Mama actually had a name?
Yeah.
Mama had a name.
I always heard that guy just say, Mama? Mama? Oh, the woman that I don't know her name, and I don't know the character's name, but I can tell you this. The woman that played Mama wasn't old at all.
No. I always thought she was sexy. Right.
Yeah, she was a young chick that dressed up in like old makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know. Who was it? Yeah.
Vicki Lawrence.
It was Vicki Lawrence. And her character's name was Thelma Harper.
Yeah.
Thelma Harper. I should have known that. That was stupid of me.
All right. Fair enough. Hang on. We'll do more rounds of Lucas and Wynn coming up. We'll get you hooked up. Plus, we got to get you in to see Green Day. Joe and I getting on that big rock and roll, big red, big rig, taking you down to Oakland to see Green Day. So, coming up shortly, we'll give you chances to get tickets to see them. Here's the Cars.